Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Pop Therapy.
We just want to thank all of our fans for showing up last week. There was over 900 of you in Halifax. We had a really nice meet and greet. A lot of support was shown, and it was just so nice to like hear everyone's insights and find out that everyone watches these shows.
Yeah, it's so great that we could all get together.
You know, there's like unlimited oysters and alcohol. No water, but that's okay.
No, absolutely no water. Water was MIA the entire weekend. Like, I literally, the only time I saw it was when people were carrying water coolers from place to place.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
For those of you who feel left out and wish that you could have made it, know that it was a private event. You needed an exclusive invite. You had to work at a specific law firm. So you had to work at a law firm and watch reality TV and care about celebrity gossip and care about Laura and I.
And follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah. So don't worry. There will be a chance for you in the future.
Yes. But as long as you subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram at poptherapy101.
Well. Yes. One of the Instagram handle. Yeah. And for those of you who made it, again, appreciate the support. Hope you enjoyed your goodie box.
The candle, sorry. We cheaped
candle
out a bit.
Candle is shit. It's done. I burned it for one day and it's done and I don't even smell it.
That's pathetic. I hate, like, I bought this. So do you know the, I forget what it's called, PF Candle Co. or something like that.
No,
they have PF Chang's. These no, at Plant in Calgary, they sell these diffusers. And I have them in two of my bathrooms. And then all of a sudden they like stopped or they're out of stock of these Swell diffusers that I love, obsessed with the scent. And so I went and ordered like a Swell candle because that was all they had. And like you can't even smell it. And it was so annoying because the candle was like $40 and it doesn't smell like anything.
That's frustrating. I'm sorry.
But then I finally found, I think it was Free People or something was selling these Swell diffusers. So I ordered two of them from the States. I was desperate.
Do you want to sue?
The Candle Co.?
Yeah.
Yes. Will you be my lawyer?
Yeah, small claims only though.
What's your capacity?
Tons, you know. Tons.
Perfect.
You know what I got out of the meet and greet last week? Sinus infection.
I'm not surprised.
I hate that our fans are not keeping safe.
I know, right? I mean, you can't protect everybody though.
No.
Sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there's a lot to talk about this week, and I know I'm going to be filling you in. So I've made myself a promise that I won't say, did you see this? I can't believe you didn't see this, because I think that was all of the last episode, and I'm embarrassed.
Well, the thing is, I think you can take it as a fact that I haven't seen a list, but
I am.
There are like a small handful of things which I think I might have seen, and I might have my own thoughts.
But the thing is, I'm still going to have to explain it to you.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
All right. So let's start with Kanye.
Please, because I did see and read the post you sent me, and I was just so fucking lost. I was like, I need you to explain this to me on the pod.
I got you. Okay. So it all starts with Fashion Week in Paris. On Monday, I think Balenciaga had their Muddy Runway, and a lot of celebs did a debut, their catwalk debut. Nope, I'm not saying it.
Wait, I did see this one meme of like this woman who was like literally so downtrodden and so tall, and she was like walking in the weirdest way through what looked like a bunch of trash bags. Is that
it was a mud pit, and she was wearing like what looked like trash bags. I think it was leather though. But anyway, that was Balenciaga's catwalk for this year. Mm. And lots of celebrities made their debut, including Kanye.
Oh.
So then, on Monday, Kanye appeared at the surprise Paris Fashion Week debut of his Yeezy Season 9 collection. First of all, can you believe it's Season 9?
No. And also, he, like, his shoes are part of Fashion Week. Is that standard?
His shoes? No.
Oh, never mind. He's got his
yeah, the YZY. Fashion. The, like, holes in your t-shirt shirts.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay,
the
okay.
one where she's like, what are those?
These are clothes. Gotcha.
Okay. So he shows up to this. I'm just looking at my notes. So he shows up to this Yeezy Season 9 show wearing a t-shirt that has the Pope's face on the front. And on the back, it says White Lives Matter.
I saw a picture of him and Candace Owens
yeah.
wearing that shirt. Can you explain to me who Candace Owens is?
Candace Owens is a conservative. And she's known for being very, how do I say this? Like, pick me for hating on blacks wanting to, I don't know, be acknowledged.
Like, why? For what? Why are you going against your people and their causes?
Wait, is it, you can say blacks, right?
Black people? Black people.
It's black
people? Black people.
Okay.
I think.
My bad. So she gets off on supporting Trump, like, throughout Trump's campaign for the most recent, I was going to say season, recent campaign.
Election?
Election. Yes. It's been a long
week. We watch way too much reality TV. So last season in presidents.
Yeah, exactly. A new bombshell has entered the villa.
In the most dramatic season ever.
Yeah, and she's all like, why should women get equal paying wage? And they don't work as hard as the men do. And white lives matter. And abortions should be banned.
Oh my gosh. And okay, obviously, so I don't believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so gotcha. The Trump now I know who she is.
Think because she supports it. That they're legitimate. So anyway, he brings Candace Owens. They're both wearing those shirts. And he has his models wearing these shirts. And the models are also black. So one of the front row guests were Jaden Smith. And he left the show immediately. But
good.
Where the whole hullabaloo came up this week was with the Vogue stylist and fashion editor, Gabriella. I think it's Karifa or Karefa Johnson. So
okay.
She expressed her thoughts while she was watching the show, and one of the lines she wrote in her Instagram story was, West tried to illustrate a dystopian world in the future when whiteness might become extinct. It ultimately was an incredibly irresponsible and dangerous act. She goes on to say a lot more. But then Kanye is baffled by the backlash to his White Lives Matter line, which, okay. So he posts a picture of Gabriella in an outfit of hers, and he says he was mocking her boots, and he goes, this is not a fashion person. So then Gigi Hadid writes something and says, you wish you had a percentage of her intellect. You have no idea. If there's actually a point to any of your shit, she might be the only person that could save you. As if the honor of being invited to your show should keep someone from giving their opinion. You're a bully and a joke.
Yeah, go Gigi.
Yeah, so then Vogue also posted a message on their Insta saying that they stand by Gabriella, but that they also had a private meeting with Gabriella and Kanye. And then Ye mentioned that meeting in his posts too. And he keeps referring to Gabriella as his sister. Yeah. And then he also said that the convo was filmed. And he's like, we apologize to each other for the way we made each other feel. We actually got along and have both experienced the fight for acceptance in a world that's not our own. Meanwhile, Gabriella posts on Instagram and says she was exhausted from the day.
Okay, so wait. They were had this meeting after their beef
after the
on
fact,
Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, and so is she saying that she attended the meeting but like has a totally different perspective of how it went?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was like, oh, thank you for the outpouring support and love, everyone. I'm exhausted from today.
No kidding. Could you imagine trying to talk sense into Kanye?
No, I can't imagine having a conversation with him.
No.
So then Wes starts bringing everyone else into this conversation, as he always does, right? So one of them was Hailey Bieber, because Hailey Bieber showed support for Gabriella. But this is the part that pisses me off. So Kanye posts a screenshot of a news headline about Hailey talking about this thing. And he captions it saying, "Wait, am I canceled again? Justin, please let me know. Get your girl before I get mad." It's like, why are you just addressing Justin? Like, she's
property. Get your girl as if he's her keeper? Like, what is... Ugh, he's such trash.
Yeah, I know. And then he, like, posts in all caps, obviously. And this is when Chloe gets involved, which I'm sure you saw. So he goes, "I wonder what Gigi and Venus's perspectives were when I didn't know where my child was on her birthday. Gabby told me that she disagreed." Gabby meaning Gabriella, the Vogue stylist. "Gabby told me that she disagreed with that, and that's me putting it in a nice way. She said it was on her group chats. So why did everyone feel so free to attack me about my t-shirt, but Candace Owens was the only public figure to say that it was wrong for the Kardashians to keep me from seeing my daughter?" Blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, "Or we just chime in when we want to tear a black man down for actually having a different political opinion. And for all audience so outraged about my t-shirt, where was you when I couldn't see my kids? I went public in hope of public support at that time." So that's
like, how did we get from a fashion show into your child's birthday again?
It's always about that. So that's when Chloe said the whole, you know, "I love you. I didn't want to bring this to social media, but you keep bringing it. And you're the father of my nieces and nephews. I'm trying to be respectful, but stop tearing Kimberly down and using our family when you want to deflect." And my question is like, Kanye, why didn't you just throw them a birthday party yourself?
Yeah, and I thought that he did. I thought that they had that the intention was like they were going to have two separate parties, and then he decided, no, I'm not going to throw a party separately. And so then he went to the party. Like, isn't that the series of events?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And like, let's not forget that Kim takes care of the kids 80% of the time. So
yeah.
So then I don't know if you saw this, but Kanye reposted Chloe's post, and obviously in all caps goes, "You are lying and are liars. Y'all basically kidnapped Chicago on her birthday so she could remember her father not being there. Blah, 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 blah." And then he says, "That's how y'all play with black fathers. Y'all also threw a party before Sam's birthday, this and that."
Oh my gosh. I don't even have words for how he's like weaponizing.
I know.
That he's black, but at the same time, aligning with people who don't support black people. It's like, you can't be talking about both things at once. It's so contradictory and doesn't make any sense. Like, pick a side.
So then he also starts bringing like Bella Hadid into it. So Bella Hadid had a dress sprayed onto her in one of the shows. It was actually really cool. And then he mocks that. And then he drags Drake into it for no reason whatsoever.
Oh my gosh. When is he going to make another like Marvel movie poster of all these people again?
Maybe. So he said, "Drake, a fuck your baby mama's mama. That's real war." What does that mean?
Oh my God. No.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Was Drake excusing himself from the narrative? Did he respond? Did anybody respond?
No one responded.
Good.
Directly, I guess.
He's just yelling into the abyss.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the Kanye stuff.
I'm so sick of Kanye. Like, I reiterate, I wish he held to his promise to go away for a year. Like, I can't imagine being Kimberly. Also, I love when Chloe calls her Kimberly.
Me too. I was thinking the same thing. Oh, before I forget, he did change his picture to Kris Jenner last week because he wanted to change the narrative and make it all peace.
Like, how is that peace? Like, also, can you imagine if I'm in a fight with somebody and then I change my Instagram face to them? Like, how does that make peace?
Also, Kanye, like, you troll. Created the narrative. You did that.
Oh, gosh. He's so annoying. I feel so bad that they have to deal with him.
I feel bad for his kids.
What's the status of their – do you know the status of their custody dispute? Like, aren't they
actually
having –
don't.
I wonder if there's – like, I'm sure they're still battling about this. I wonder – because remember he was the last – I think we heard he had, like, changed his lawyer again.
Yeah.
But, like, none of this lawyer. Can be none of this posting on Instagram can be good for his like custody dispute. Like, it doesn't show that he's a very calm, relaxed, cogent, smart,
like thinking in the best interest of the children. That's the main thing.
Yeah, definitely not his goal.
So you probably don't know the answer to this, but I thought that he canceled his deals with Gap and Adidas. I know Gap for sure, but then today I saw a news headline saying Adidas is reviewing their deal with Kanye after what happened with the White Lives Matter thing.
Oh, I have no idea. I know he was posting all of their LinkedIn photos on his Instagram for a series of times, but I don't really know what that was all about or what how that resulted.
Okay. Well, that's all I have to say about Kanye.
It's interesting that Khloé did finally come to Instagram to say something. Like, it's like, why now? Why now?
I just wonder how that went. Like, did she have a combo with Kim before? And she was like, Kim, he says one more thing, I'm going in.
I'm sure she would have had to get it signed off by Kim.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she'd go off and make that public without her input.
So I was watching the behind the scenes, just like a clip of it on TikTok of Kanye's fashion show, the Yeezy one, not the Balenciaga. And like North was a part of it. And I was just thinking like that would be such a tricky spot to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I allow like my kid to be part of this?
Especially when it's like involves travel and Kanye is so unpredictable. And like, honestly, I'd be scared of him like doing a reverse kidnapping situation, like him trying to keep the kids away from her. Like, I don't know. It just seems like trust is entirely broken down between them. But yeah, when you're, I have no idea what it's like to raise kids in a broken family, but I would imagine that you try to like protect them as much as you can from
the disputes between the
parents. Sorry, what's the right word for it?
A separated family.
A separated family. But I imagine that she tries to protect them. But like when he makes it so public, what's she supposed to do? Like,
I know he's the one who makes it all public.
Yeah.
Well,
terrible.
Kim is also not off the hook. She, I was about to say, I don't know if you saw this. The U.S.
I did see this.
I thought you would. Do you know a lot about it?
Well, I know that she was charged by the SEC, which I don't know what that stands for.
U.S. Securities Exchange Commission.
Okay, there you go. Because she, on Instagram, was advertising a NFT token or something by Ethereum.
Mm-hmm.
And she had posted this ad without disclosing that she had a interest or stake in the NFT. I don't even know how NFTs work.
She was paid to endorse it.
Okay. So she didn't disclose that. And it's like, kind of like, why is she stooping to the level of Instagram ads for that kind of shit? Like, she must have been paid a hell of a coin to do that. Because I just feel like, why does she?
It was $250,000. Like, that's chump change to her.
Totally. But I guess that is crazy. Like one post.
I know.
But I just don't know why she even bothers with Instagram ads. I guess maybe she does think 250 grand is significant, because obviously to us that'd be like life changing.
Yeah. That's like,
yeah, I heard she got
college degree.
Yeah. I heard she got fined and she like paid the fine already and that's kind of it.
Yeah, so she agreed to settle the charges and cooperate with the investigation. She's going to pay 1.26 mil. So that's like, it's 250 for the what she was paid to do it plus interest. And then it's unclear what the extra million is for.
I don't know, maybe just a fine, like deterrence.
Yeah, maybe. But there are other celebrities on the hook for this too, like Paul Pierce. He played for the Celtics. NBA Celtics.
That is.
And then Floyd Mayweather Jr. So
they were all selling the same shit?
Yeah, Ethereum? For Ethereum. But it just makes me question, like, how many more celebs are going to get fined? Because they all promote this stuff.
Yeah, I think it's about just disclosing, I guess, their interest. I don't know. I think, like, you know, you see on all those, like, hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, hashtag whatever, paid partnership with, So I guess people just have to be more careful about that when it comes to NFTs.
Yeah, I don't mess with crypto and NFTs. I don't understand it and I don't care.
I have no idea either. When someone says blockchain, I just like block it out.
Yeah, I just like go to my happy place, reality TV.
Okay, what's this about? I did hear this, that Kim Kardashian has started a podcast, but what's the deal? What's the deets?
So,
have you listened to any?
I did listen to the first episode. I think she's only released one episode, and she has climbed her way to the top as the number one true crime podcast right now on Spotify. So it's about, I forgot his name. Kevin, I think. Oh my God, I'm blanking. Anyway, it's, you know, that case that showed up on season one where she got him pardoned he wasn't going to go to death row and his case is going to get opened again.
Oh, maybe like season one of the new Hulu one.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that. I remember that happening. I just don't remember who he was exactly.
Anyway, so she's basically telling the story and what she's done to help him. And it's a bunch of different narrators. So the first episode was 33 minutes and it took literally 5 minutes to get into someone actually talking. In the beginning, all you hear is like the jail doors closed and like police officers in the background and like cops talking to each other and doing an investigation, blah, 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 blah. And then finally, 5 minutes in, someone talks. But then you're like, where's Kim? And she doesn't actually appear until like the eighth minute. It's all really all over the place. I'm actually not sure how it's getting rated so well. Or maybe I'm just really bad at listening to true crime podcasts.
Well, I also heard that whoever the victims were in this crime were never contacted about the podcast in advance. Ooh. But then the creators behind the pod like deny that.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Oh, Kevin Keith.
That's
who it was.
Yeah, it says, I just looked it up because I was trying to remember where I saw this. Yeah, he was a convicted murderer, but Kim believes he's innocent. And Juanita and Quentin Reeves, who were shot during the alleged crime when they were just kids, mm-hmm. say they were never given a heads up about the podcast until its release.
Oof. That's no bueno.
But then the production team says that they made multiple attempts to reach out to the Reeves siblings. At the time, they decided not to share their story and requested we no longer contact them. Interesting.
Interesting. Well, I will tune in for the next episode. I have to say I didn't finish the first episode. There's still like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, let me know if it's worth listening to.
I think you might like it.
I might like it, but I think just like my TV watching and the quality of it has disintegrated over time to just mindless television, so has my podcast listening.
That's the thing. You got to pay attention to this. It's like serial.
And I used to be so into those type of pods. Like in the beginning of podcasting, I used to listen to like Freakonomics, This American Life, The Daily, thought-provoking pods. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like I listen to podcasts like hours and that's all.
But there was also a point where podcasts like The Daily would only talk about COVID and like shitty things that were happening in the world. I was like, I can't escape this. So I need to stop that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, cool.
Well, so
is that it in Kardashian news?
Yeah, I think that's enough for Kardashian news. It's really just Kanye West news.
All right, well, in Bravo news and in podcast news, as we were just discussing, Stassi from Vanderpump Rules has started her podcast again. So she had a podcast called Straight Up with Stassi, and she was probably one of the really early people who are podcasting like in pop culture, and she had that podcast for several years, and then when she was canceled, as was her podcast, but like I guess she still had creative control over all of the episodes and still owned the episodes, but she was like deplatformed off of her current whatever it was production company who did her pod. So anyways, she's back now. It's still called Straight Up with Stassi. She's got like a rebrand. All of her podcasts are back on the network again. So like you can go back and listen to old episodes if you want. But after 2 and a bit year hiatus, she is back podcasting.
Sorry, was that hiatus?
Yeah. I'm having trouble. I'm quite tired. I realized this morning that like I can wake up at 6:15, maybe even 6, but anything before that, I'm like a different human being. Like, I cannot function.
Did you go to bed last night?
Because I fell asleep around like 10:30.
Yeah, because I woke up and checked my TikToks, and there was one from you at like 12:30 my time. And then you were awake too when I was checking my TikToks. So that would have been 5:30 your time.
Yeah, it was insane. But Travis was like snoring, and then I punched him, and then he said, "What time is it?" And then I was like, "I'm not fucking checking the time. You have a watch." The fuck up. And then 5 minutes later, his first alarm goes off, and it's like meh, 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 pretty much. It's so annoying. Mine is like nice little birds chirping underneath my pillow. Oh, I've heard nobody can hear it.
Stupid alarm.
But it's quiet. It's not, and not quiet, obnoxious.
It is. It's not so quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just have light sleep, because like it's extremely quiet. It's always under my pillow.
I have even sensitive ears.
Can't hear it. Yeah, so you can hear. That's normal. But like he has his literally on the max volume just in case he'll sleep through it. And then he snoozed it 4 times.
That's
and
so like annoying. I can sleep.
I can fall back asleep if it's 1 time. Mm-hmm. But when it's 4 times at 5 in the morning, like I'm up.
Yeah.
So anyways, if I'm mumbling and not articulating my words very well or thinking of smart things to say, that's why.
Okay, thank you for confirming. So are you going to listen to her podcast?
I have. I listened to the first 3 episodes, I guess. She had one by herself, which is boring. And then she had one with Jackie Schimmel, who I think is hilarious. So I listened to that. And then she had one with Jackie Oshry. Have you ever listened to The Toast, The Morning Toast?
I listened to it once after you brought it up, and it was...
Well, anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, so she had her on, and it's okay. It's like not my favorite podcast by any means, but I'll keep it in the repertoire in case I ever run out of other stuff.
Kind of already thing. Know what your favorite podcast is.
Pop Therapy.
Smartless.
No, I don't even really listen to that one anymore.
I only listen when they have cool guests. They had Anderson Cooper this week. It was good.
I did really think those were funny at the beginning of COVID. So in other Vanderpump news,
Katie.
Know the news.
Katie, what's her last name? I was going to call her Katie Holmes. Anyway.
No, I don't remember.
Katie, who was married
to Maloney Schwartz.
Maloney. I was going to say Mahomes. Holmes. Yeah. So Katie Maloney has requested to have spousal support terminated after these rumors about Raquel and Tom Schwartz.
I frankly am so shook that she's paying Tom Schwartz spousal support. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
dude, I don't
get a job. Like, get a job. And plus, he has a job. He's still on the show. And like, how is she possibly making that much more money than him? Like, he's on the same show as her. He's got Schwartz and Sandy's. He's got Tom. Like, he's got stuff going on. And she has some sort of makeup brand. And then she's also that, what was something about her sandwiches with Ariana, I think is opening up soon.
Didn't it open?
I just don't understand, like, maybe. I just don't understand how the like differential could be that significant that A, like she would be required to pay him spousal support, and B, like he would want her to. Like,
I just don't understand why anyone's paying anyone spousal support.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, why? Like, I don't know. Maybe also, they really do dislike each other.
If they didn't have a prenup.
Well, I can't remember. Didn't they talk about that on the show? Maybe that was part of the prenup.
No, the prenup was like talked about with Sheena Shea.
No, I know. I'm pretty certain that Katie and Tom also talked about it because he was so poor at the time.
I don't remember this, but that's good.
I'm pretty certain that I remember this happening, but I could be totally making things up. So, unconfirmed.
Well, moving on, Kelly Flanagan and Pilot Pete are back together again.
It's just like we don't need it. I don't need it. I'm not that surprised. I feel like, but they did have a really explosive, to a certain extent, breakup the last time. Like, they were kind of trashing each other on different podcast or Instagram posts or whatever. Like, she kind of had like a tell-all podcast, I remember, about his antics. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they're just toxic together, and they're just keep coming back together. Mm-hmm. And
nothing good ever comes from that.
No, very, very rarely.
Only lessons. Kelly needs to remember who the fuck she is.
Yeah, I know. She seems like such a smart, confident, like, I don't know what she's doing with Pilot Pete.
Yeah, what's any girl doing with any guy? So, Kayla Quinn, do you know her? I honestly put this in for you because I don't know her.
She was on whose season of The Bachelor? She was one of the really, like, the final women in somebody's season of The Bachelor. Whose was it? But anyways, and then she went on Bachelor in Paradise, and she was kind of dating Jared, of Jared and Ashley. And there was a bunch of drama that went down between this love triangle between Jared and Kayla and Ashley while they were on the beaches of Paradise. And then she left Bachelor in Paradise. She moved to New York, or lived in New York, and she got engaged to Nick Borello, he's super cute. He's giving grocery store Joe vibes. But anyways, they got married and now they have a baby.
Speaking of grocery store Joe, I think they're getting married next year, like in the fall.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Good for them. I have not followed them at all since their
engagement. Now that Bip is on, I guess it's been like a year and a bit since they've been engaged and dating.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Wild. Okay, last episode we spoke about Hailey Bieber and her suspiciously timed interview on Call Her Daddy. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that Justin Bieber and his team have his significant others do his dirty work. Like, I think him and his team asked Hailey to go do this podcast before Selena's documentary, which I don't think is out yet.
But what do they expect? Like, do they expect Selena is going to get into that much detail about Justin? Like, I don't know. Part of me believes that she just doesn't want to be part of that narrative anymore, that she's just going to be focusing on, like, her life, her career, her successes, her triumphs, her failures, not so much her relationship status with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, like, I think last album and her silence ever since has said all that she needs to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I partly wasn't that into this whole fight when it was going down, so I just don't know the level of which these people all still care about each other. Yeah, I know. You're like in the mix.
Yeah, literally. So Hailey Bieber said a whole lot of nothing.
I did watch the clips that were specific to this discussion with about Selena and like whether there was any overlap in the relationships and stuff, and it was just so boring.
It was so boring, and she really said nothing. There was one point where Alex Cooper brought up, that's her name, right? Alex Cooper brought up the hate that Hailey Bieber was getting online from the diehard Selena fans. And Hailey Bieber was like, I will say that, like, maybe since she's been in the industry longer than me, she knows something that I don't. And maybe by being silent, like, that's the most effective. I was like, bitch, Selena addressed all of that like 2 years ago. Don't act like she didn't say anything. She asked her fans to not come for other women or anyone and to be kind. And she said, don't make women tear women down. This whole thing, like, Justin is the problem. And it's really just pitting these women against each other. I hate it.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Like, let them all move on with their lives. Like, stop bringing it up. Like, why are you doing a tell-all podcast at this point? Yeah. I agree with you that there's got to be some sort of ulterior motive with that.
Yeah. So it was boring. Got nothing out of it.
All right, I will not listen.
Okay. Larsa Pippen was spotted with Marcus Jordan. There were some rumors about it like a few weeks ago, but then they were really spotted, like canoodling. I saw it.
Who is that?
Marcus Jordan is Michael Jordan's son.
How old is he?
Michael Jordan played with Scottie Pippen.
No, I know that. At least I know that. But like, how old is the son?
Like, young.
Interesting.
Let me check.
I mean, you go get a girl, but like, yeah, there's a lot of dynamics going on there.
Oh, okay. He's not bad. He's 31.
Okay.
What is our significant? I'm just thinking like, once upon a time, Larsa and Scotty were around Michael and his kids. And, you know, like Larsa was Auntie Larsa. And now she's like Auntie Larsa, you know?
Yeah, it's like fucking the neighbor's mom.
Oh, she's 48.
Stacey's mom has got it going on, vibes. That's not even that. That's not even a huge
No, that's not bad.
But it is weird when you think of it in the way you're thinking about it.
Yeah, well, that's why there's so much talk about it.
Yeah. I wonder if you found her on OnlyFans.
Maybe. Anyway, Ultimatum started filming.
I think I'm over that show.
No, that's Love is Blind.
I know, but I think I'm over them both.
I think you're going to watch Ultimatum.
Nah. The thing is, I thought that show needed some significant improvements. So if they do these significant improvements, such as like showing us their text messages, mm-hmm. showing us what they're doing like off camera time, giving us more like real insight into them, like making it more like documentary style as opposed to like a reality TV show, I'd be more interested, because it just really felt like there's so much happening behind the scenes that we weren't privy to. I just think it could be improved.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to watch it.
Okay. Well, if you watch it and then tell me to watch it, you can be certain I won't watch it. So maybe don't mention anything.
Okay. So remember last time when the Met Gala happened and we were like, whoa, I just turned around and it was the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to happen again in the first weekend again? Of May.
Wow.
That's like, I guess that's 7 months away.
Yeah, okay. So what is the news?
Oh.
What is the news?
I thought that was a short period of time. Anyway.
It's like 7 months away still.
Yeah, only 7 months. Anyway, it's going to be
I can almost have a baby in that time.
Okay. Karl Lagerfeld tribute as the theme. Chanel.
Chanel? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I can picture him and exactly what he looks like. Like with the sunglasses and the gray hair, and he looks kind of short and he's old and he's always wears black and gold, I feel. That's what I'm picturing.
Oh my God. Thank God. Creative director of Chanel.
So is everyone just going to like wear Chanel or like inspired by Chanel? It's
boring.
It's interesting to be inspired by a designer as opposed to like a theme.
Then
is he doing something special? Like, is he retiring? Do people retire?
Didn't he die?
From fashion? He died? Oh, God.
Yeah, he died in 2019. It's a tribute to the late Karl Lagerfeld.
Oh, R.I.P. Karl. Sorry, Karl.
Rest in power.
Okay. Well, in 7 months, we'll revisit this topic.
Because it's usually me messing up. No, it's usually me messing up.
I just don't really know fashion world, to be honest. I mean, you know me. I shop at like H&M, Simons. Like if one of their founders died, I'd for sure know.
Oh, yeah? You know their founders?
For sure, yeah. Yeah. Simon.
Harvey.
You know Simon.
Sad Simon Says.
What?
I was waiting for you to break the silence.
Well, I was going to jump to the last thing on this list because I thought it was really interesting. This Angelina and Brad Pitt plane incident details being released.
Okay.
Did you read about that?
Yes. Did you?
It was wild. Yeah.
Well.
So back in like, I don't know when exactly it happened, but I do remember this happening in the news. Okay, give it to us.
So in September 2016, Jolie and Pitt were flying from France to LA, and there were discussions about like this winery that they owned together. And
yeah,
Pitt like started getting upset with Angelina, being like, you give too much deference to the kids, and they're fighting in the bathroom. And here, I have my notes here. So he grabs her by the head and shakes her, then grabs her shoulders and shakes her again before pushing her into the bathroom wall. And then he punches the ceiling of the plane many times, which makes her leave the bathroom. So then one of the children comes to her defense, and he lunges at that child and then chokes one of the children and strikes the other one in the face. And then he pours beer on Angelina and pours beer and red wine on the other children.
What the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. And didn't she file for divorce like 2 days later?
Yep, that's what made her file for divorce. But it was like they were having negotiations about like her share of the business.
They're still fighting about that in the divorce. That's like that's like one thing they have left to resolve, and they're still fighting about
it. I know. But the reason...
Also, did you know that... Sorry, side note for a second. Mm-hmm. You know Brad Pitt started a unisex skincare line from the grapes from that winery just recently?
Barf.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to turn purple. Or red. Yeah, so the reason the FBI got involved is because it was on a plane. And apparently once you're in the air, that's federal jurisdiction.
Lesson. That's your law lesson of the day.
Yeah. But they agreed that they weren't going to pursue any criminal charges. So I don't know.
So I feel like I remember back in the day, like there was rumors swirling around about choking. Like I somehow remember choking being a part of it. But I think it was just everyone just didn't believe it. But you know what? I just keep thinking when I was reading this, I was like, okay, so is Brad Pitt going to be canceled? Because like, think about, we didn't talk about this in the pod, but in the past month or two, at some point, this, like, Tiffany Haddish, she had, like, this show or something. Yeah. I don't know all the details, but these two young kids who were on the show filed a lawsuit against her, basically saying that she partook in, so to speak, by not saying anything or not sticking up for them. Yeah. So it was something to do with sexual. I didn't see the video. It was something to do with sexual assault and
pedophilia.
And then both of them dropped their claims against her and apologized and said she would never do something like that. They rescinded everything. But when this news came out, she got canceled. Like she said, Netflix pulled her upcoming shows. She got canceled from all of her upcoming projects, her IMDb shows. Like she has absolutely nothing going on right now. And it's like, okay, so that's how you treat her. What is going to happen to Brad Pitt? I bet you absolutely nothing will be done to Brad Pitt.
Probably not.
Nothing will change.
That's so frustrating. I never trusted Brad Pitt, and I have always said I never found him attractive because I knew he was a bad guy.
I'm a George Clooney girl.
I'm a George Clooney stan.
Mm-hmm.
Need to be someone's mall.
Yeah, you'd feel that real nicely.
Thank you. Well, anyway, right. Lastly, Trevor Noah and Dua Peep are dating, I think.
That seems like a very odd coupling.
I know, it's so random. It's so random. But they've been spotted a few times. And this most recent time, they were spotted kissing after dinner in New York.
Oh, well, good luck to them. I find that a very odd coupling, but maybe it's the same as it's giving me like Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson vibes, like two different, very different walks of life coming together, finding love.
What about Gigi and Leo?
I think Gigi could do better.
Me too.
And I just feel like they're just having funsies.
Probably.
I mean, when is Leo not just having funsies? Yeah. But I wonder what's happening. She's got a kid, doesn't she, with Zayn?
Yeah, she does.
I haven't heard much about that child.
Neither have I. I don't think we're ever really going to see that kid.
No. Okay.
Pitch or ditch a bitch.
I am going to pitch or bitch a ditch.
Holy shit. Talk. Maybe I should take over.
I'm so excited. I'm so like foreign to this role of pitching or ditching that I forgot how to talk. Okay. Last pod, I told you about the show.
Yeah.
Tell Me Lies. And I started watching it on our trip to our podcast retreat.
And you found out it was all truths.
It was too fucking real. So I was watching it. I downloaded the first I think 6 episodes, but I have only gotten through, I think, the first 5 episodes, maybe 4. I won't spoil anything, but I was watching these episodes on the plane. And so on the plane, because we're traveling with all of our fans / coworkers, I'm sitting beside like all these people I work with. But the person right beside me is this older man. He's probably in his 70s. And I've got my like huge ass iPad open. And then I realized like it opens up. The opening scene is like sex.
No.
A lot of hardcore sex. I was like, oh god. So I just like fast forwarded through it. I was like, I hope I'm not missing any plot lines.
Oh shit.
And then I kept watching it, and there was so much sex and like full frontal nudity of women. Maybe not full frontal. Tits. There was tits. And a lot of them, and a lot of sex, and like very passionate sex, and some violent sex. And every time there was a sex scene, I like had to like minimize my little screen and like put it in the corner and pretend I was looking at emails. Like, it looked like such a chump. But
so what you're saying is, watch the show. You mistakenly opened Pornhub.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I did not
full of your coworkers. Did not
close it. I kept watching. I was like, well, it's got a good plot.
Yeah. She needs her dishwasher fixed. I have to know how it goes. I need
to see how this happens.
Mine broke too. The DIY. Okay.
So it's a very good show. It's nothing like Sex Lives of College Girls. So whoever said that is totally out to lunch. But the basic premise is it starts off a little bit in the future. Like, the opening scene is at an engagement party for these two people who met in college,
and they're having sex.
And no, they're not, but they're all their friends from college are there, and it's the first time they're all going to see each other. And everyone's asking this one girl called Lucy, who's like the main character, like, oh, what are you going to do when you see Steven? Don't like make this about you. Like, this is Bree's day. Let's not cause any drama. And she's like, I'm fine. And then they skip back to college where she first met the Steven guy. And the show tells the story of their relationship through that year. I don't know if it's a year or 2 years of college where they get to know each other. They start, so to speak, dating. But Steven is an absolute piece of garbage trash. And he is like, if you've ever had a very toxic, manipulative, gaslighting ex who's cheated on you, then the show, trigger warning, because I don't think it's a spoiler to say that's the epitome of Steven, that you like find that out really quickly. And he's also gives like very schemey vibes. I'm like, why did you pick this guy? Like, he's not that hot. But he does give, like, if you're into very brooding, you've got some emotional damage, you've got some trauma, and like, I want to fix you. If that's what you're into Steven. So anyways, be careful. But it's a good show. It's very hard to watch at times because you just want to scream at Lucy to like shake her. And
I've literally just been hiding behind my mic. So you don't see my reaction. The mic is not big enough.
I can't. The show's about me.
You're saying the show is...
Am I the main character?
Is it me? Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Cool. So someone profited off of my life. Nice.
Yeah. So if you want to learn how it turns out and what to do or not to do, it might be a good lesson.
No, because now I'm going to watch it and get triggered the whole time because of that, but also because someone else made money off of it and it's not me.
Yeah. I do think you have some nuances to your story that you could have a different show and still be a really good success.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to become a writer.
I think there's at least 7 episodes out. I've been watching it on Disney Plus. I don't know if it is anywhere else, but
is it just one season?
I think so, because it's just one book. Like, so I think I anticipate that it'll only be one season, and it seems like they're going at the same pace as I remember the book being. So I'm hoping it's a one and done situation. But it's really well written. The main woman character, I swear I've seen her before, but I don't know what she's from. But she's really pretty.
So
anyways, it's definitely a pitch. I really like it. I'm going to keep watching it, even though it's like heavier than the stuff I usually watch. It's not too heavy that it's like overwhelming. And I really like the book. So, but I forget totally what the book happened.
I haven't read the book.
I'm still interested.
I didn't know it was a book.
Yeah.
Well, I have a show. I spoke about this last week too, where I said, I think I'm going to watch Industry and then tell you about it the next week. Well, I watched it that very night. I watched 6 episodes that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to remind me of what this show is about, because I feel like you were talking about a bunch of shows and I forgot which one now.
Okay. So Industry is about a bunch of not students, but they just finished college and they're basically doing like an articling stint at like the top bank in London, England. And they have 6 months to get hired back. And it's basically just about the banking world and like the high stakes and whatever. But obviously, like, dramatized. Yeah. Investment bankers. Okay. Dramatized. There's love stories. There's trauma from their family, their upbringing, secrets, obviously. And then just like cutthroat. Kind of like Suits, but for the banking world.
Is this a new show that just came out?
So I guess it's not a new show, because there's already 2 seasons. It's on Crave. And I think the most recent was like in 2020. I should look this up.
How many seasons of that is there?
I think just 2. I'm looking right now.
Hmm. And where are you watching it?
Crave.
Okay.
Yeah, so
who's the main – is there any like actors that people know of?
No. So season 1 came out in 2020. Season 2 came out 2022. I'm on season 2 right now.
How many episodes per season?
I think it was 8 or 10, but they're an hour long episodes. And it's a pitch for me.
Okay. Is it like pretty – is it comedic or is it – because Suits has some levity to it.
Yeah. No, I would say it's very much like Suits.
Okay. Oh, okay. I just figured out where this chick was from. Did you watch 9 Perfect Strangers, didn't you?
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't remind me.
So she is the, like, the teenage girl that was there. The one whose brother died.
Oh, yeah.
That's the girl who plays the lead in Tell Me Lies.
Okay. Good to know. I don't care.
Well, our listeners might, Shireen.
You're right. You're right. This show is about them after all.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into our TV recap?
Yeah. Start us off.
Okay. Let's start with talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So we didn't talk about the last episode, but they both kind of like culminate together. So we'll just talk about the last 2 episodes kind of thing. The finale was this past week. And this is all like still coming to a head about Kathy's big blow up in Aspen. And in the previous episode, Kathy had a sit down with both Kyle and Rinna, where she apologized to Kyle, took accountability for what she was saying. Kyle basically was like, okay, thank you for apologizing. They like between the 2 sisters, they kind of resolved it. And then Lisa enters the fucking room and she's being so condescending and patronizing, and Kathy's like, you know, I'm asking for passion, I'm going through a lot. She started tearing up, and Rinna's like, her response was, well, you're not getting away with this, you need to take accountability of this to move forward. And she kept digging and digging and digging, and then she told Kathy that she has a black heart and asks her where the hatred come from, and she just keeps like poking and poking and poking, and it was giving like beating a dead horse.
What I appreciated, though, was Kyle recognizing that Lisa was doing that and feeling some type of way about it, because it was about time that Kyle felt some type of way. I don't even know if it was for her sister or just because Kyle realized the only person you're hurting is me, to Rinna, and that's when she started caring. Yeah.
It's just like when it comes to family, it's not your fucking business to like interject and
totally
decide when the apology is sufficient enough, particularly because like Lisa is claiming that she's the victim and was harmed in all of this, but Kathy didn't even say anything negative about her. So like, why is she the decider of when her apology is sufficient enough when she Kathy said all these things about other people.
I don't know if you saw the trailer today that got released for the reunion.
I did.
But okay, so Kathy looks like she's giving. Kathy says, you said that because your contract was coming to an end with Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and I
was
like, I love
get
that.
It, Kathy, get it.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
She's coming for her so hard, and I love to
and
see it.
Finally,
I'm so glad.
Someone is sticking up for Kim. You didn't see that season. I know we've said it many times. But, like, Kyle has never stuck up for Kim in that situation, and everyone seems to forget that Lisa Rinna even did that. So I'm really excited to see Kathy bring that up. But what I was going to say was, if someone said to one of my siblings, you have a black heart, I don't care if there are cameras there or not. Like, you are going to get punched. You don't say that to my sibling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think Kyle could have even come across more forceful in that conversation. Like, she didn't really say too much. She just basically said, like, this is going to devolve. So, like, I think you should leave kind of thing.
Exactly.
But then in this most recent episode, so they had Garcelle had a party, and Lisa, like, continues to nitpick about Kathy. Mm. And I fucking love Garcelle. Like, she is the voice of reason. She's always on the right side of history. She calls it like she sees it.
Don't you think if I were a housewife, I'd be Garcelle?
Yeah, for sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
You would be Crystal.
You like... Crystal's hilarious.
I know.
So that's like a big compliment.
I'm just kidding. I think you'd be
But Garcelle is like extremely... too. She's extremely principled, and she stands up for what's right no matter the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so during this whole, like, party, Garcelle was basically, like, to Lisa, like, why do you keep bringing this up? Like, this is between Kyle. It's for Kyle to decide if the apology is acceptable. And Lisa is so condescending. She's like, I sense you have an attitude about this.
Okay.
Why do you have an attitude?
So this was at Kyle's party, not Garcelle's party.
Okay.
But the microaggressions are so real with Garcelle. Like, Garcelle says anything and they accuse her of being angry. Like, remember when Dorit impersonated Garcelle and was like, she was coming at me and saying,
yeah,
I forget. But then, like, no one's calling Lisa out for how she flipped out at Sutton. Do you remember?
Yeah. Or
the many
or
times.
Erica freaking out. Erica when, and freaking then she's out. Like, I was upset. It's like, you were unhinged.
Yeah. I'm done
and
with it.
And Garcelle is always so even keel. Like, totally. She's just... like, always has her shit together. She never gets, like, emotional or agitated or, like, elevated. It's always just very matter of fact. I just love her.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lisa was getting so dramatic. So she's literally like, I'll get sick and die
if I
don't express these things and if I have to take them to my grave. And I just love how all the women in their confessors were like,
so Barbara.
Okay. Yeah. It's giving, like, sure, Jan meme.
Yeah. Shoot, I'm blanking. There was a part about Rinna and the sick thing.
I don't know. She just kept on saying, like, if I take this to my grave, I will literally die. It's eating me up inside. Oh. I needed to get these things out.
I love how Erica and Rinna did not see it coming that Kyle was going to say Kathy had an investigation done.
Yeah. So then it gets on to these leaks of Kathy's freak out in Aspen. And Kyle's like, yeah, so she did Kathy had an investigation done. And actually I was literally writing my notes. I'm like, tell it all. Cause I actually didn't think she was going to reveal it. But then, yeah, Kyle says, yeah, it was someone from your camp, Erica. And she's like, go on. And she's like, it was your publicist. And she was like, that's interesting. Like, show me what you've got.
They
like, prove
both
it, bitch.
Looked like they were caught.
Yeah, totally. And then Erica's response is, I don't know how to do that. Like, really? You don't know how to leak things to the press when you've been on a reality TV show and, like, B-list celebrity for this many years?
On a reality TV show, but also trying to control the media with your lawsuit as if you don't know how to leak something.
Totally. And then Lisa's just trying to act, like, so aloof and, like, unaware and, like, no, it couldn't have been me. No, definitely wasn't us.
Is it me?
And then they immediately... Yeah, and then they immediately leave the party. It's like, yeah, because you've been found out.
Yeah, I actually thought that this was probably their best episode. Apart from the roller skating one, when Garcelle said to Erica, I don't need to make you look bad. You do that to yourself. I thought that this episode was really good, and I think it was Kyle's best episode. But not enough
for sure, because then she had – Because then she had that confessional where Erica was saying that Kathleen's not well known enough to take the heat off Erica. Right?
Was like, she really? Before she said that, she's Kathy Hilton. Hilton.
Yeah. Like, I forget what Kyle said. She's something like, well, this isn't a competition of who's more famous, but if you want to go there, I think Hilton trumps Girardi.
I didn't even know Girardi until these lawsuits came out.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't even know who this, like, Erica was before this show. Like, this show made Erica who she is and well-known. Oh, 100%. Kathy Hilton was, like, well-known with or without
Kathy
this
Hilton
show.
Kathy doesn't need this show. That's why she can wear whatever the hell she wants. She can show up to whatever scene she wants. Like, shut up, Erica.
Did you see she commented, Nick Minaj was doing a live and Kathy commented, I want to rap with you.
No.
And then Nicki Minaj was like, oh my God, I love Kathy Hilton.
I love that. I missed it. Did you see Kathy post the picture of her and Kris Jenner going in for a kiss?
Yeah.
Because
I love that she's throwing shade. I like, know. This just doesn't seem like Kathy, but I'm living for
Me
it.
Me too. Sliving.
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 All right. So we'll see the reunion. It looks amazing. They just released the trailer today. And it looks like Kyle and Kathy are in like really bad spot. And Kyle is like extremely upset through this entire reunion. Lisa is being herself, super condescending. Kathy's like standing up for herself and actually articulating everything, every reason why Lisa's trash.
Yeah.
And other than that, it seems like almost like this whole Aspen thing is trumping all of the Erica stuff from the beginning of the season.
Kathy said something about Vanderpump with Lisa. Like, you got Lisa Vanderpump off the show. And I was like, oh, damn, this is going to be good. And is Kathy friends with Vanderpump?
I don't know.
Because Garcelle is probably. Now. They should bring her back.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I know you don't
I don't agree. Know her from the time of the show.
Yeah, she.
I like Lisa on Vanderpump, but I do remember watching like bits and pieces of the one season. I went back as far
as
I think.
You shouldn't get to know
I got
your
to the
heroes.
Puppygate season. I got to the Puppygate season. And I was like, I quit halfway through that when I was working backwards in Beverly Hills. So I did see a bit of Lisa on the show, and I just didn't like it as good as the Vanderpump. But, anyways,
cool.
All right, so let's talk about the Kardashians.
What happened on last week's episode? You didn't watch this week, right?
No, but on last week. So basically, they explain that they're flashing back 6 months ago. So they did the whole first episode of Khloé having the baby, and then they go back in time 6 months. And Khloé explains that, like, we filmed this entire season without me telling anyone about the baby, so you're not going to see anything about that this entire season. But it starts with Kylie going into labor, and right. I just thought it was hilarious. Kris was like scrambling for snacks. It was just so cute. I just love her so much.
I love Kris a lot too. I don't know why I said it like that.
And when Kylie and Kris chat, like, it just seems like they're besties. Like, they're just best friends, like chit chatting. They have so much levity between them.
Is that your word for today?
So, maybe. Levity? Am I saying it a lot?
Yes. Did you have to use that in something today at work?
Not at all.
Wow. I've had
a lack of levity in my life, to be frank.
Interesting.
So after Kylie gives birth, she's explaining where's Waldo. So she's basically said that when he was born, they had to get the birth certificate signed or they weren't going to have any like paperwork for their child. So they kind of panic named him Wolf.
Webster for the WW.
Yeah. But that's not his permanent name, and they're not releasing the name until they get everything like legally changed. Mm-hmm. So who knows when that will happen.
Was that all that happened? I seriously can't remember.
Well, Khloé had her brain scan with Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
And then Courtney did her egg retrieval, and it made an embryo. And then I don't know what the status of that is. And then Kendall and Kim went to Milan.
Right. So then this week's episode was about Kim and Kendall in Milan, and... Yeah, I fell asleep in the last 10 minutes.
Oof.
But.
Well, just when.
I mean, I watched it when it was released at midnight, so.
That's fair. Yeah.
And I will.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
This week's episode.
But you did watch BIP this week.
I watched BIP both weeks. I think there's been like two episodes so far.
Three.
Okay. Oh, then I watched all of them. But wow. Literally, I wrote notes for these, and there's basically nothing to talk about. Like,
there's really nothing to talk about. I think I maybe have like four things to say.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so number one, Shanae is actually tolerable.
Yeah, she's surprisingly calm, cool, collected, not trying to start drama. I think she's really seeing this as her chance for redemption, and she's maximizing that.
Yeah.
So I haven't got annoyed by her at all.
And like Genevieve even found her to be fun.
I know. I was expecting there. So they went on a double date with Aaron and James, and I was really expecting that to take like a hard left.
Yeah.
But then they were like vibing together and talking about like their interest in the guys and how they're feeling. And I was like, whoa, this took a turn.
For the best. For the better. Yeah.
So she was hanging out with Logan, but then she went on this date with James and was really into James. James and Aaron are interesting because when you see them together, they're so bro energy. It's so annoying to watch.
Like, so annoying.
Stop talking about facts. Like, we don't care about your facts. But then when you get them one-on-one and when they're actually having their conversations with the women, I'm like, okay, they seem relatively normal, mature. I don't know. They're just like entirely different people. It's like they put in their shtick when they're together and then their actual real personalities are maybe tolerable.
I actually like them when they're together. I think it's really endearing.
I think it's super annoying.
Okay.
I think they're like playing up their shtick too much. Like,
yeah,
they left last season together. Okay.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what's your second thought?
Genevieve is annoying.
She's going through it.
You can tell that this girl just allows everyone else to dictate how she feels. Like, she was going through it when Justin was on the date. And then when he picked her the next day, she's like, yeah, I'm doing so great. We're so great. I'm in such a better mindset. And it's like, girl.
Yeah, like she cannot handle her own insecurities.
No.
And she also just projects a lot of her insecurities on him. Like, she's like, I need you to show you I care. And he's like, do you see the fucking cake in between us that I specially got for you for your birthday and like pulled you aside to have this special moment? Like,
I felt bad for
you. You're choosing
Justin.
What you want to see. I did too. And I was so shocked that he chose her because it did seem he had a good date with Victoria.
Victoria is so pretty.
So pretty.
I love staring at her. And she's so chill too.
Yeah, like I really like her.
Me too. Genevieve and Victoria kind of look alike.
Kind of, but like Walmart version.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that because like they're both very pretty. But they just have very – there's differences.
I really wanted to see how you were going to, you know, save yourself, handle that.
Same, but different.
same, but different. But yeah, okay, the third thing I was going to say was – so Teddy self-eliminated out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Did you see her – I said it. Did you see her like –
cryptic Instagram post?
What is that about? Is that about the Bachelor producers?
I don't know. I want to find it for the listeners. So yeah, Teddy was dating Andrew and then
– Loose.
I don't know if it was before or after Rodney came that she started having these second thoughts. But anyways, I think she mentioned beforehand that she just wasn't feeling as affectionate with Andrew as she is with other people. And they were really weird because like they clearly both came to Paradise wanting to date only seemingly only each other. And they were putting all their eggs in that basket. So they started hanging out. They were hanging out the first couple days and Teddy just found like she wasn't being very affectionate. And then Rodney showed up and like I think she was also interested originally in dating Rodney. But then that threw her for a tailspin and then all of a sudden she's like, I'm leaving. And she ghosted without, like she told Andrew that she didn't want to be with him. And then she literally left Paradise. Like did not say goodbye to any of her friends. Didn't get say goodbye
dramatic.
To anybody. Didn't really explain it. And then she posts on Instagram. So she says, something I'm proud of learning. One, leaving environments that are cruel to me and the people around me. And two, sticking to my boundaries no matter how many times people in authority try to cross them. Excited for this next chapter and what the rest of the year will bring.
Yeah, very cryptic and very – I really thought Teddy was going to stay for much longer on the show.
Yeah, I do too.
So,
but it's
– yeah.
What I kept on thinking was that I feel like – I remember one time I went to a taping of The Late Show with James Corden and it like completely ruined my impression of late night shows forever because you learn that everything's contrived and you just feel like a prop and like everything seems so fake. And I feel like that must be similarly jarring when you go on one of these shows. Like, I'm sure Bachelor is similar, but when you're on BIP and there's so many people and so many storylines and they're clearly trying to make some storylines happen, I imagine there's even more significant pressure to like do things a certain way. So maybe they were trying to pressure her to like date Rodney and create drama between Rodney and Andrew. And she was like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm leaving.
Wait, so you went to the taping of the late show?
I did.
Did I know that?
I don't know.
When was that?
2017.
I don't like him.
With my mom and sister. No, I don't like him anymore either. It like turned me off on him forever.
Yeah. Well,
anyways, clearly some shit went down and Teddy is not a fan of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. The thing I was going to say was Serene and Brandon are really cute.
They are super cute.
They hit it off immediately.
Honestly, like, totally. Like, you could tell that they've been like talking. It felt like when you're talking to somebody via like text message and then you meet them for the first time and it's like, how do we talk in real person?
Yeah.
Now? But it was super cute. They're obviously like very into each other and connected to each other. And at that point, I just honestly think there needs to be like, what is the show that one of the I can't even remember. There was a reality show at one time, Paradise Hotel.
I don't remember that.
There was a show at one time where it was the same idea of like a bunch of people, like men and women together. They couple up. And then when they couple up, it's Are You the One? So in Are You the One, the concept of that show is like you try to find your perfect match.
And I watched it, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So when they find their perfect match and couple up, they leave and go to a different villa and like you just get check-ins with them. And I think the Bachelor in Paradise should be like that too. Like at a certain point, if they realize they found the one, instead of just like giving roses to each other each week, like send them to a different beach to have their like lover's paradise. And then they're out of the picture because they become so boring and like barely engaged in the storylines. And like, I don't really care about them anymore.
Me neither. But I still find BIP. Oh my God. Did you see the preview for next week? What is this Ashley Jared thing?
I watched that because I think it was the one. Did you not watch? Wait, what Ashley Jared thing?
There's a preview for next week where aren't Ashley and Jared on it?
Yeah, but I think I've already seen that episode, so I can tell you what happened. But like, it's nothing dramatic. They just come for like a visit.
Was that this shown this week?
Whatever episode I just watched, they were on it.
I thought it was like a snippet for a preview.
Maybe you haven't watched the most recent episode.
I have.
I think it was on 2 days this week.
Yeah, I watched both.
Oh. Well, they definitely were there the last episode I watched because they were giving everyone advice and like chiming in on the situation. And
You know what? I tuned in for the last bit. Sorry, tuned out. Needed to tune in.
Yeah, they were there, but it was boring that they were there.
Okay.
But one thing I do have to comment on is it chuggy to wear a triangle bathing suit in a triangle fashion? Like, why is every single woman wearing the bathing suits? So like, the scrunchy part at the bottom is all of a sudden in the middle now, and it's like a bandeau, but it's not supposed to be a bandeau. So, like, half their tits are hanging out,
yeah,
and like nothing is elevated. Yeah. And I just don't understand the look.
Yeah. I don't have anything to say. It frustrates me. I'm never going to wear a bikini that way. Miss me
no,
with that.
No, like the minute when I see someone wearing a triangle, I'm like, I support you and you are supported. And I don't understand why everyone else is wearing it a different way. Like, it's so bizarre and everyone's wearing them that way. It's, I don't know.
Should we sue?
Yes, my eyes. My eyes.
You want to sue your eyes?
No, I was giving a Friends reference. Did you watch Friends?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Phoebe, when she's like, my eyes.
No, I know.
My eyes.
But I said, you want to sue? And you're like, yeah, who? My eyes?
Sue on behalf of my eyes.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying. Guess what is coming out on Sunday?
Potomac?
Yep.
Yes. How come you haven't watched Salt Lake City yet?
I just don't care.
What? I like Salt Lake City.
I really liked it season one. Season two, I was excited to watch it, and then it really took a lot for me to keep watching it. I just am. I don't know. It's going to take a lot for me to get into season three now, but I should for the show.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it so I can give you any interesting updates. There really wasn't too much to talk about. We're like 30 days away from Jen's first trial before it's rescheduled. So we're seeing a bit of that. And we haven't gotten into like the meat of the drama, but I think there's going to be definitely some realignment of ties. Like, I think judging by the previews, Heather and Whitney like hate each other by the end of the season. So I'm interested to see how that turns out. But not much to talk about, so you're not missing a lot right now.
Well, next week is a big week. We've got Potomac, Beverly Hills reunion, and Southern Charm reunion.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
I wonder if Southern Charm reunion is going to be good, because I didn't think overall this season was that interesting.
Yeah, there was too many stories happening. None were really continued or that compelling. Nurtured or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's it for this week, folks.
We'll have a full slate of TV recaps. You will keep us in the loop of the news, since I don't follow the news anymore. Yeah. Thank you so much for your services on keeping us all apprised of the goings-ons.
You're welcome. And for all our listeners, stay tuned for the next meet and greet.
And please follow our podcast on Instagram, like and subscribe to our podcast if you want to be invited to the next retreat.
Ciao.
Ciao.